That sound you can hear is a cigarette being lit. 3 million post-creds worth of antique narcotic delight. Not a sound you'll be used to. So why don't you just sit back and let me tell you how I got the chance to smoke it. How I came to be the most... Let's just say that when the events you'll hear about took place back in the year 2198, this wasn't what I was looking for. Sure, I wanted to be special. To be different from all the other peds scurrying around down in the smog and the chemical rain of the eastern seaboard. But I was just Douglas Quayle, a poor little government clerk. All I had was a dream of visiting Mars. And that's why I found myself down at ground level, with auto transports and hover cabs screaming past my ears and the human trash of downtown America cramming the runnels between the buildings. I was looking for the home of Recall Incorporated because they just might help me realize the dream I couldn't shake from my head. But what I got from Recall Incorporated was a lot more than I bargained for.
We Can Remember It For You Wholesale by Philip K. Dick. Dramatized by Graham White.
There it is. Recall Incorporated. I must have seen that sign above the door 1,000 times. Imagining and never being strong enough just to go in and do it. Until today. Today, Douglas Quayle is not going to walk away.
Good morning, Mr.
Quayle?
Yes, I know. Mr. Douglas Quayle. I'm equipped to level 4 synapse perception.
I'm here about a recall course. I guess you know that, too.
Of course, Mr. Quayle. Mr. McLean is expecting you.
Thank you.
Yes?
You've painted your breasts a very fetching color.
Thank you, Mr. Quayle. Room D, just along the corridor.
Yes, thank you.
All right, good. Mr. Quayle, sit down.
Douglas. My name's Douglas.
Douglas, okay. You look a little nervous, though.
Yeah, I am.
What's wrong, Douglas? What's getting at you?
I'm not all that convinced. It costs a lot, and as far as I can see, I get nothing tangible, just a memory implant.
Douglas, relax. You get proof of your trip, all the proof you'll need. Here, I'll show you. Now, these are your memory support packets.
Oh.
Packet 1, ticket stub, you see?
Yeah.
It proves you traveled Terra Mars and return. And these, postcards. Fully frank, 3D picture postcards. 1, 2, 3, 4. You won't remember us, you won't remember me or having been here. Instead, you'll have a real trip in your mind. We guarantee that. A full 2 weeks of recall. Every last little detail. And remember, if at any time you doubt that you really took a trip to Mars, you can return here and get a full refund.
A guarantee?
Absolutely. We offer an unmatched service.
I just can't see how a memory implant can be guaranteed. Even with all this proof, I won't have gone, will I? And I won't actually have been a secret agent with Interplan.
Is that part of your requested implant, to have been a secret agent?
Yes, I know it's childish.
No, don't be embarrassed. You can have been. We'll see to that. Douglas, you've no chance of ever actually getting to Mars. You can't afford it. And you'd certainly never qualify as an undercover agent for Interplan. This is the only way you can achieve your lifelong dream. Am I correct, Doug?
Okay. I guess I'll have to settle for this.
Don't think of it that way. You're not accepting second best. The actual memory, with all its vagueness, its omissions, not to say distortions, that's the thing that's second best. Okay?
Yes.
Right then. If you'll just sign here, 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 and here, okay. We'll deduct the fee from your credit account, and we'll get your memory charged.
All right. Okay. There you are.
Thank you, Doug. The operation suite is just next door. We'll have you serviced and out of the building in no time. Hello, could you come in, please? Mr. Quayle is ready for processing.
Thank you, Mr. McLean.
No, thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure to serve.
Mr. McLean?
Please follow my assistant, Mr. Lowe. You are now on your way to Mars as a secret agent. Or rather, you've been on your way. This afternoon at 4:30, you will arrive back here on Terra. A REM cab will drop you off at your apartment.
And, well, what if something goes wrong?
Nothing will go wrong.
This way, Mr. Quayle, sir.
Yes. Goodbye, Mr. McLean.
Goodbye, Doug, and enjoy your trip.
And there I was, off on the imaginary trip of a lifetime. So what if it means nothing to anyone else, if objectively I never go to Mars? It's the subjective experience that counts. Bullshit. But he had a big shock coming. We both did.
Mr. McLean.
What is it, Lowe?
We're having some trouble in here.
It's a routine operation, Lowe.
But we have a problem, sir.
Okay, I'm coming in.
Hey! What's going on out there?
Just bear with me, Mr. Quayle. I've called in my superior.
How much training do you guys need before I can stop holding your hands? What is it, Lowe? What's up?
Mr. Quayle's in the operation chamber, Mr. McLean. You can see him through the screen.
Why is he staring at us?
Just listen to him, Mr. McLean. Mr. Quayle?
I can hear you, punk. Get me out of here.
Mr. Quayle, just tell Mr. McLean what you told me.
I've said enough. You've broken my cover. Just get me out of here before I tear you all apart.
How long were you on Mars, Mr. Quayle?
1 month. I told you.
And your purpose there?
Agent for Interplan. We've been through this. Don't you record everything? Play your vid tape back for your boss and leave me alone.
So this is why he wanted a memory implant. He's had his own covered up.
We've dug right into it.
I thought he was just your average dope.
Oh, no. This is a very tough man, Mr. McLean.
I can hear you out there.
I can see that. Let me talk to him, Lowe. Mr. Quayle?
What?
Why did you go to Mars?
I was assigned it. They handed it to me, and there I was, stuck. You don't want to know anymore.
Why not?
It'll be dangerous for us.
Your lab monkey's right. Why do you think my memory was wiped? This is quite a truth drug you've used. It's brought up things I had absolutely no recollection of.
It'll wear off soon. Please believe me, Mr. Quayle, we stumbled into this entirely by accident. In the work that we do...
Okay, I believe you. I'm not going to hurt you. Just leave me alone. I want some time to think. Hold on. Where did I say I'd been? Mars?
Yes.
It's hard to remember. I know I'd love to see it. So would everybody else, though. But me, I'm just a clerk. A nothing clerk.
What's going on, Lowe?
He was a long way down in the Narcodrine. That's where he began to tell the truth. Now, as he comes up again, it's all beginning to blur for him.
Well, what happens when it wears off altogether?
He'll have lost all trace of his real visit.
But he'll still want to have gone to Mars?
It looks that way. What Mr. Quayle wants is a false memory implanted that corresponds to a real trip he actually took.
What Mr. Quayle wants is to have been significant.
Probably a military lab erased his conscious memories. All he knew was that going to Mars meant something special to him. And so did being a secret agent. They couldn't erase that.
I'm feeling very sleepy now.
What do we do, Lowe?
We ought to revive him and send him out of here. This is hot.
Can you predict what he'll recall when he comes out of sedation?
He might have some dim memory of his actual trip. He'll doubt its validity. So he'll probably decide we slipped up. We can scramble things, mess his mind around.
No, don't do anything else. This is dangerous. Just let him come around and send him on his way. The sooner we wash our hands of Mr. Quayle, the better.
You hear that? Wine. You probably know what it is, but you won't have seen it, except in old vid prints and images. Only 6 cases left on the entire planet. So, there I was, packed off home by McLean with a half-finished implant. Even then, I didn't know the truth. The drug wore off, and when I found the returned half fee stuffed in my pocket, I just thought, hey, there's been a foul-up in customer services. Turning up again at the office's recall, all I had on my mind was a little consumer satisfaction. After all, the ordinary consumer's rights are at the heart of our planet's constitution, and I, Well, I was the archetypal ordinary consumer. Or so I thought.
Hello, and welcome to Recall. Oh, Mr. Quail, you're back.
Yes, I am.
Did you forget something?
Funny you should say that. What's your name?
Shirley.
Yes, I did forget something, Shirley.
What was it?
The rest of my fee. The rest of the fee I paid for your failed Martian trip.
Oh, I think you must be confused, Mr. Quail.
I'm not confused.
I'm afraid you must be, Mr. Quail. We merely discussed the feasibility of an implanted trip for you.
Has McLean told you to fob me off?
Oh, please calm down, Mr. Quail.
I want my fee.
As I understand it, Mr. Quail, no trip was taken.
It most certainly was. I remember it. Get me Mr. McLean now.
Okay, you win. I'm only programmed to be seductive for so long.
Then what?
Then what? Then you get your way, or you get thrown out. Right. Mr. McLean?
What is it, Shirley?
Mr. Quail's in reception. Mr. McLean, I said Mr. Quail's in reception.
Okay, bring him in here.
All right. You know the way, Mr. Quail.
So, there I am, hounding McLean and thinking, hey, this guy's really scared. He knows he could be out of a job. What he fears most is happening to him. John Doe is demanding his rights. That's not what he was worried about.
I ought to take this to the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, I can see why you'd be disappointed.
Not just disappointed, angry. And it's not often I get angry. I don't consider myself a vengeful man, Mr. McLean, but if you don't resolve this situation, I shall be forced to take action.
It's all right, Mr. Quail. Doug, we capitulate. We'll refund the balance of your fee. I fully concede that we did absolutely nothing for you.
You do?
Yes.
You didn't even provide the souvenirs you said you would. In the cab here, I was looking for the Martian worms I could remember smuggling back through customs when I found your refund. That was in my pocket instead of the souvenirs I remember collecting.
Listen, suppose I told you...
What?
Suppose I said... No, let it go. Shirley, will you disburse 500 more post-creds and a cashier's check made out to Mr. Douglas Quail? Thank you. Just let me give you a word of advice, Quail. Don't discuss your recent trip to Mars with anyone.
I haven't been on a trip. That's the whole point.
Yes, well, I'm sorry. The trip you partially remember. Pretend it never took place.
Why?
Just take my advice.
I want to know why.
It'll be better for all of us.
Will it?
Yes.
You're sweating, Mr. McLean. Why are you sweating?
It will be better for all of us. Perhaps we can take the return of your fee as the close of the matter, Quail. I must get on.
Okay, there we were. McLean's dealt with it. He's told me to forget everything. But I can see he's rattled, and I'm not going to let it rest. I'm a clerk, so what do? I do the clerky thing. I get back to my apartment, I unwrap my trusty desktop, and I set to work. I'm feeling woozy, but I'm not going to let that stop me. I begin a letter to the Better Business Bureau. And that's when things really start happening.
Oh, damn. Need a wake-up pill. Desk drawer. Wait a minute. I know that box. I smuggled that box through customs. Martian customs. Yes, there they are. Dead now. 6 Martian mawworms. But... I didn't go to Mars, did I? How come I think I went? And at the same time, I think I didn't. Oh, what's happened to me?
There is a caller at your door. There is a caller
at your door.
There is a caller at your
door. Hey, Eva, what are you doing?
Put up your hands, Quail.
Why?
Put them up.
I know you.
Yeah, you ought to. You remembered your trip to Mars, so you should remember me.
I do. You're an Interplan agent.
Right.
Well, what do you want?
You. We know all about your actions today. And all your thoughts. The very important thoughts you had on your way home from Recall Incorporated.
How?
We have a teletransmitter wired within your skull. It keeps us constantly informed.
Well, why pick on me? What have I done?
Or thought. I have a small earpiece constantly tuned to your brain wavelengths. So I have to warn you that anything you think may be held against you. Not that it matters now. You've already thought and spoken yourself into oblivion. Under Narcadrine at Recall Incorporated, you told them about your trip. Something which you should never have done. You told them where you went, who sent you, some of what you did.
I never made any trip. It's a memory implanted in me by Recall's technicians.
Is that right?
Yes!
Then why were you thinking about those worms you smuggled back?
They must have been planted. It's supposed to be part of the service.
Really?
Yes!
We not only know you went to Mars, Quail. We know that you remember enough to make life difficult for us.
Well, why? What's it matter if I remember my trip?
Oh, your trip's okay. It's what you did there. It's not quite in accordance with our public image. You did for us what we never do.
And what is that?
Oh, you'll remember presently, thanks to Narcadrine. You know, that box of dead worms has been sitting in your desk drawer for 6 months now, ever since you got back. And at no time have you shown the slightest curiosity about it. You know, we didn't even know you had it until you remembered it on your way home.
I know about Narcadrine. I remember. Interplan use it themselves. Yeah, I've seen you guys putting a prisoner on it.
Yeah, that's why you're so dangerous for an apparently insignificant little man.
Where did I see that? Here on Terra, on Luna?
I said your memory would start kicking back in.
Yeah, it is now. Maybe it was on Mars. Mars! Yeah, I know, I remember. I know why I went to Mars. I know why you want to kill me. I was an interplanet assassin. 5 years of training, a professional killer. I killed a man on Mars after getting past 15 bodyguards. Aren't you scared?
No.
You should be.
But I'm armed.
Not for long, you're not.
I'll shoot, Quail.
No, you won't. You won't shoot, because I got your gun. Hey, you're up against experience, sucker. You're frightened, aren't you? Yeah, I can see it.
You won't use it, though. You know you're finished. You've no way out.
Yeah, I could run.
If you turn the gun over to me, I'll guarantee not to kill you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you'll be given a hearing. And someone higher up in Interplan will decide your fate. Not me. Give me the gun, Quail.
Not a chance. I'm out of here! Oh. Come on, get me out of here.
I'm still with you, Quail. I can still read you.
Hello, and good evening, Mr. Quail. What floor do you require?
Down!
I can still read you.
Then read this. If you follow me, I'll kill you.
You won't get away.
You'll go first, pig.
But you're a pig too, Quail.
We have descended to Terra Firma, level 1. Please be aware that you are entering exterior airspace, and that a respirator is advisable.
They'll find me. It won't take them long, even amongst all these pets.
That's right, Quill. I know where you are.
You can't chase me forever, though. Out of the way! Come on, out of the way! Can you hear me thinking now? Or am I out of range?
You'll never be out of range.
All right. I'll make a deal with you. Can you imprint a false memory pattern on me again? One that said I lived an ordinary life, never went to Mars, never went anywhere. Can you?
That wouldn't be enough. If you're given a set of standard average memories, you get restless. You'll seek out Recall again.
But suppose you put in something more exciting. Something that could satisfy my cravings. Maybe I was the richest man on Terra, but I gave all my money away. Or I was a deep space explorer. Try it. Explore my mind.
Yeah, we could investigate that. But if your real memories began to crop up again, we'd have no option but to destroy you. Do you want to try it?
The alternative's death right now.
Okay. Present yourself at our main barracks in New York. 580 Fifth Avenue, floor 12. Once you've surrendered yourself, we'll get recall onto it. We'll determine your absolute ultimate fantasy. Okay?
Okay.
You are a good agent, Quail. You are mounted to something, in our terms. I'll leave you alone now.
Thanks. That's what I want most of all. I want to be left alone.
Well, I had no choice, and neither did they. So back to the bimbo and her boss for a little psych modeling. And boy, were they pleased with themselves when they tapped into my psyche's secrets. I can still see the smirk on McLean's face.
Gentlemen, I have the results of the psych model profile. Quail, you have a very interesting wish fulfillment fantasy. This is a wild dream from your childhood, wild and grotesque. It's no wonder that you don't recall it.
What is it?
You're 9 years old, walking alone down a country lane. An unfamiliar variety of space vessel from another star system lands directly in front of you. No one on Earth but you, Quail, so it seems, sees it.
That's his greatest fantasy?
Apparently. There is more.
Go on.
The creatures inside are very small and helpless, somewhat of the order of field mice, although they are attempting to invade Earth.
Invade?
Yes. Tens of thousands of ships will apparently soon be on their way.
Oh.
I don't see how meeting aliens can be a wish fulfillment. Not if they're coming to invade.
No, that's a good point.
What if I was to stop them? If I single-handedly wiped them out? I'd probably do it by stepping on them.
No need for that. In your fantasy, you do halt the invasion, but not by destroying them. You show them kindness and mercy, and it just happens that they have never seen such traits displayed by any sentient organism. They're so impressed that, to show their appreciation, they make a covenant with you.
What is it?
Well, this is the fantasy of a child.
What is it?
That they won't invade Earth for as long as you're alive.
Oh, that's it?
It certainly fits his personality. A rather grand fantasy.
So, just by existing, I keep Earth free from alien rule.
Somewhere in your mind, yes.
Well, then he's the most important person on Terra, without lifting a finger.
Yes, and it's in the bedrock of Quail's psyche. 24 hours from now, you won't just wish you could save Earth, you'll devoutly believe it happened.
Yeah, that's the kind of spiel you gave me last time.
Rely on me. We can set up a vicarious surrogate retrospection.
Well, let's get started, then.
We've already begun. We've erased the memory of Quail's trip to Mars.
What trip to Mars?
You see? Now, could you bring in the packages for Mr. Quail, please, Shirley?
Certainly, Mr. McLean.
You better not make any mistakes this time, McLean.
Oh, what could go wrong? This has nothing to do with Mars or Interplan. It's single-handedly stopping an invasion of Earth.
What kind of kid dreams that up?
It's sort of quaint.
It's arrogant. When he dies, this invasion will resume. It's the most grandiose fantasy you could ever hear.
What do you dream about, officer?
Let's just get on with it, Quail.
Here we are, Mr. McLean. Packets 81, 20, and 6.
Thank you.
What's in them?
Now, let's have a look. Number 81, a magic healing rod given to Mr. Quail by a race of beings from another system.
Oh!
Does everyone have to know my deepest fantasies?
That's a remarkable one, Mr. Quail.
Apparently it's a token of their gratitude to you.
Does it work?
It did once, but you used it up years ago, healing right, left, and center.
Oh, that's lovely, Mr. Quail.
Obviously, it has other uses in other memory implants, a Victorian gentleman's cane or a conductor's baton.
Oh, can we get on with the job in hand?
In packet 20 is a document from the UN Secretary General thanking you for saving the Earth. Well, take these over to your apartment now, so when you get home, you'll find them there, and it'll confirm your fantasy.
And everything will be back to normal?
That's right.
And you might not have to be killed.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Can I watch the operation, McLean?
I'm afraid not. The process is an industrial secret. You'll have to wait down in the lobby. This way, Quail. I'll take you through to Mr. Lowe and we can get started.
Good luck with saving the world, Mr. Quail.
Yes?
It's Lowe, Mr. McLean.
Lowe, how's it all going with Quail?
I'm sorry to bother you, but something's come up, sir.
What?
Maybe it'd be better if you came here and supervised things.
Why? What's wrong with him now?
It's like before. He reacted well to the Narcodrine. He's relaxed, but he's getting his memory back again.
Hold it. I'm coming in. What is it this time, Lowell?
We followed the standard procedure, Mr. McLean. We began interrogating Mr. Quayle under the effects of Narcodrine to find out when to place the fantasy memory of saving Earth and...
Is he hostile like before?
No. No, not at all.
Then what's wrong?
Just listen to him. Mr. Quayle, tell Mr. McLean what you've been saying to me.
They told me not to tell. That was the agreement. I wasn't even supposed to remember.
Who are they?
Very small. The size of field mice.
Switch off the intercom.
Why?
Just do it. I don't want to hear him.
What can we do?
I don't know.
He's still talking.
They also gave me a magic destroying rod. That's how I killed that man on Mars I was sent to take out. It's in my drawer, along with the box of Martian worms.
Get that Interplan agent up here!
Right away.
I also got...
I know.
A citation from the UN.
You won't be needing ours, then.
Awarded in a secret ceremony by the UN Secretary General.
Who will probably be along very soon. I'm getting out of here.
And that was that. The end for McLean, but just the beginning for me. What's this called again? An Appel? Something like that. 200 years old. Cryogenically preserved. A primitive technique, but effective. Only a handful of these things left on Terra, mostly in private collections. I don't know what people saw in them. Anyway, it's given me a great sense of my own significance. To be the sole agent who stands between my planet and its destruction. To have saved my planet by the force of my own personality. I always wanted to be something special. Now, Interplan do everything they can for me. I get to travel to Mars whenever I damn well like. And not just Mars, either. And the visitors? Well, let's say we have a bond born of mutual respect. I can't eat any more of this crap. Anyone else want a bite?
In We Can Remember It For You Wholesale by Philip K. Dick, Quayle was played by Bradley Lovell, McLean by John Rowe, and Shirley by Carolyn Jones. Lowe was played by Ewan Thomas, and the Interplan agent by Gerard McDermott. Original composition was by Paul Arnold. The story was dramatized by Graham White and directed by Catherine Horne.